smaller business editor, Sean Pellegrin, is joining me here on set. Sean, you're going to focus on those two Russian oil and gas firms sanctioned by the Trump administration. It's Lukoil and Rosneft, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. This really marks this U.S. administration's first major package of financial punishments against Russia, and it aims to hurt Moscow's ability to finance its war effort in Ukraine. These are Russia's two biggest oil producers, responsible for about half of the country's total exports of crude, with 3.1 million barrels shipped every day. And tax revenue collected on the wider oil and gas sector in the country is responsible for about a quarter of the federal government's budget. This, together with UK sanctions against those firms announced last week, and the new package of sanctions that's been approved by the EU today, really aims to step up the pressure on Putin.
So how do the sanctions work exactly then?
Well, let's start with previous measures against Russia. They had enforced a global price cap on Russian oil, thus limiting the amount of money Moscow could make from these sales, but not necessarily affecting the flow of barrels. So meaning countries like China and India would be able to continue their purchases. But these new measures are really making it harder to buy their oil barrels directly. Lukoil and Rosneft have been placed on the sanctions list of the U.S.'s Office of Foreign Assets Control, or OFAC, which basically bars any person or entity from dealing with them, whether they are U.S. citizens or foreigners. The press release on these latest sanctions makes it explicit. Violations of U.S. sanctions may result in the imposition of civil or criminal penalties on U.S. and foreign persons. This list is called the Specially Designated Nationals List, or SDN list, and being on it will make it harder for buyers in India or China to buy Russian oil, according to this analyst.
Currently, putting these companies and their subsidiaries on SDN lists is prohibitive because, as the Treasury outline flags, there are possible consequences, secondary sanctions, for the buyers of Russian oil. In this case, we are talking primarily about India and China, and especially India, given the intensified pressure on it by the Trump administration, including the tariffs imposed before.
So, Sean, any reaction from India on this?
India is the second biggest buyer of Russian oil after China, and as that analyst mentioned, Indian buyers of Russian oil were already facing a 25% tariff from the U.S. because of those purchases, so this will add even more pressure. This Thursday, Reliance Industries, the top buyer in India of Russian oil, has said it plans to adjust crude imports from Moscow to align with, quote, guidelines from the Indian government. And also at the same time, Reuters reporting that this actually will mean it will sharply cut Russian oil imports, but this might be short-lived. Analysts expect Russian crude to find its way to international markets within months.
So how has it affected global oil markets at the moment then?
Well, we're seeing prices jumping up around 3 to 4% on the expectation of higher oil prices as supply could be affected by this measure. The West Texas Intermediate up 3.4% and the Brent crude, the North Sea benchmark, up 3.21%. This happening in a context where a supply glut was expected with oil producers aiming to ramp up production. So this means prices going up, but from a relatively low baseline.
Sean, thanks very much. Sean Pellegrin, our business editor for us there on France 24.